By way of an example, assume that a settlor transfers quoted shares to a discretionary trust. The shares were worth £500,000 at the date of the gift. After deducting the cost of the shares, the settlor is left with a capital gain of £220,000. As the transfer to the discretionary trust is a chargeable lifetime transfer, gift relief can be claimed under Section 260. The trustee's base cost is therefore the market value of the shares less the held-over gain, giving a base cost of £280,000. As the gift to the discretionary trust is a chargeable lifetime transfer, we must consider any inheritance tax payable. From the gift of £500,000, we can deduct two annual exemptions and the IHT nil band, giving £169,000 chargeable to IHT. Assuming that tax is paid by the trustees, the IHT due on the transfer is £33,800. Under Section 260, subsection 7, the inheritance tax paid on the transfer is allowed as a deduction for CGT purposes and can be treated as an additional cost incurred by the trustees in acquiring the shares. The trustees' base cost in the event of a future disposal is therefore £313,800. There are two practice questions to attempt to complete this session. The trustees of the Accumulation and Maintenance Trust sold the ABC PLC shares for £250,000 in December 2010. We must therefore deduct the base cost to arrive at the chargeable gain. The settlor transferred the shares to the trustees in January 1996 when they were worth £100,000. You were told in the question that an election was made to hold over the gain of £70,000. Therefore, we defer £70,000, giving the trustees a base cost at January 1996 of £30,000. This gives the trustees a gain of £220,000. We deduct an annual exemption to arrive at the taxable gain. The trustees' annual exemption is £5,050. However, we must divide this by two, as David created another trust in 1999. The taxable gain is therefore £217,475. CGT is payable by the trustees at a rate of 28%, being £60,893. The gain made by the trustees will qualify for PPR relief, as the property had been occupied by a beneficiary as a private residence under the terms of the settlement. We therefore need to determine periods of occupation and periods of absence. Between March 1999 and March 2003, the property was let to a third-party tenant. As it was not occupied by a beneficiary, this is not a period of occupation for PPR purposes. Between March 2003 and March 2005, the property was empty. Between March 2005 and March 2007, the property was occupied by a beneficiary. This counts as 2 years of trust occupation. The property was empty between March 2007 and its sale in March 2011. The final 3 years of ownership between 2008 and 2011 will also count as deemed occupation. If we total these up, out of the 12 years of trust ownership, 5 years will qualify as occupation for PPR relief purposes. During the 7 years of absence, the property was let for 4 of those years. We can now calculate the chargeable gain. Sales proceeds are £240,000. The base cost is £150,000, giving a gain, before PPR relief, of £90,000. 5 out of the 12 years of ownership will qualify as occupation. Therefore, the PPR relief is 5/12 of £90,000, giving £37,500. This reduces the gain to £52,500. As the property has qualified for PPR relief, and as the trustees had let the property during periods of absence, lettings relief is available. The lettings relief is the lower of the PPR relief, being £37,500, the gain arising in the let period, which is 4 years of the 12 years, giving £30,000, and the statutory maximum, which is £40,000. Lettings relief is therefore £30,000, reducing the chargeable gain to £22,500. The requirement is to calculate the CGT payable by the trustees for 2010-11. The chargeable gain is £22,500. The trustees had no other disposals in the year, so we deduct the annual exemption, which is £5,050. The taxable gain is £17,450. The disposal took place in March 2011, so we charge CGT at 28%, giving tax of £4,886. This concludes this introductory session on capital gains tax and UK trusts. Further aspects of CGT and trusts are discussed in the next session.